T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A guy who does a great job covering this team and the NFL, esteemed colleague Zach Berman joins us. Zach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you and your lovely family. And Jody and I were just talking about something which we didn't know the answer to, so I'm going to let Jody pose it to you.
Glenn and I both looked at the numbers for the Eagles this year, amount that they've thrown the ball to a back out of the backfield. And I thought that it could be a bigger part of their game this past week against the Colts because no Dallas Goedert. How you can replace Dallas Goedert? Well, maybe you throw the ball to the backs out of the backfield. And one of the biggest plays was an attempted pass to Miles Sanders, which ended up being a pass interference, so it wasn't necessarily a catch, but it certainly added to the drive that gave the Eagles the lead. Why have they thrown less to the backs this year than previous? We can go previous Eagles history, but most important is since Sirianni took over and with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback last year, so the continuity of the quarterback and the head coach and the play calling. Why do you think they've thrown it to the backs less?
Yeah, I think the answer is fairly simple. Before the season, Nick Sirianni brought the whole team into the auditorium, and he went over everyone's role. And what he said then was that the passing game goes through A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert. And they, I said on the show during the summer, their target share was going to be like a big three in basketball where the usage rate is so high. And that's the way it's played out. Now, last week was a different story, obviously, without Goedert on the field. And they did a few things there, but it was more of a run-heavy game. But the easy answer for it, and it's the actual answer, is that the passing game goes through those three guys, and then everyone else is it basically gets the leftovers. Look at Quez Watkins, someone who's really productive for them last year and has had games with no catches and no targets.
Okay, fair enough. It will be interesting. You know, one of the three, obviously, Goddard not there for at least the next 3 weeks. Be interesting to see if maybe that does alter a little bit. Zach Berman is our guest. Follow him on Twitter at ZBerm. Zach and I have an event we're going to be doing together soon. We'll bring that up in a moment. Zach, Eagles made an interesting move this week in hiring Marcus Brady, who was the Colts offensive coordinator, lost his gig there when Frank Reich left, brought into, as I understand it, kind of, help explain how opposition offenses would attack the Eagles' defense. I have that right, rather than me suppose it. Tell us what his job is here and what you see as his future.
Yeah, so he obviously has a background with members of the staff, Nick Sirianni among them. And so you see this a lot where a consultant works with the other side of the ball. So basically you work with the defensive coaches, the defensive coordinator in particular, and say, all right, this is how we would attack you, right? And these are the things we would do if we were game planning against you. So it's not abnormal to have an offensive coach consult with a defensive coordinator and vice versa. I suppose the timing of it's abnormal, but you often don't see offensive coordinators with a background you're familiar with fired midseason. So my guess is that's the impetus of it. And as far as the future, I would anticipate that their staff movement this offseason, the Eagles are a good team that the rest of the league is taking an interest in. And I got to imagine there's going to be head coach interest, there's going to be coordinator interest, and so it's something to watch out for there. But at this point, I would think it's just an assistant helping out the coaching staff.
Zach, kudos to Howie Roseman. The Eagles, couple weeks running, had been a team that looked like they could definitively be run against without Jordan Davis in the lineup. Boom, he goes out and gets Linval Joseph and Dominguez-Kinsou, just waiting to sign a contract. Ends up getting them both here in Philadelphia, and Joseph ends up playing 40% of the snaps. They got a combined sack in the game, which isn't really the – well, Sue has been a guy who can get pressure on the quarterback, get sacks from the middle. Linval Joseph never has been. He's just been a run stopper. You saw this coming, huh? You knew that Howie Roseman was just waiting to do this and plug these guys in and get that kind of production off 3 days of meetings, right?
Well, the latter part, I couldn't tell you, right, that they would get this guy and in 3 days of meetings he would come in and have the production that he did. But in over a decade covering Howie Roseman's teams, I can tell you that there's very seldom a day goes by when that's not on his mind. What can he do to upgrade the team? And you know, there have been times when he sat on his hands because the opportunity wasn't right. But I do think they've seen throughout the past few weeks. You saw it with the Quinn trade. You saw it with these signings. That they're in it. That they have an opportunity. And to me, this is the type of move that you make when you think that you know you're a legitimate contender and you just need a piece. You just need to plug this piece here. And so that's essentially what they did. And at some point, Jordan Davis is going to be back here, and they'll have to figure out that rotation. But considering what their depth was when Jordan went down, this is a good situation the Eagles have.
It is a good situation. Zach Berman is our guest. Zach is the author, by the way, of Underdogs, the Philadelphia Eagles' Emotional Road to Super Bowl Victory. A great read for the ages. Zach and I are going to be doing a book signing together Wednesday, December 7th. Jeez, that's just like a week away now. 6:30 to 8:30 at Puddler's Kitchen at Tappan Bridgeport. You get all your holiday shopping done. Ray Dinger's going to be there with his book. Zach, Mike Sielski, I am Swag from Shy Vintage Sports, Carl's Cards and Collectible, and Charlie Manuel's charitable T-shirt company is going to be involved, plus great beer, 3 DeKalb in Bridgeport. Okay, you and Bo Wolf, who do a nice job together, did a back-and-forth column the other day asking each other questions, which is good because then I can just ask you those same questions. Who is the one player who must take his game to a different gear during the final stretch?
I said Robert Quinn because the player be nice. That Eagles fans have seen here during the past few weeks is frankly not the player who you know, the NFL world has seen over the past few years. They need him to get more pressure. They need to get him on the field more. They need to get teams in obvious passing down. It's kind of worked out that the Eagles haven't been playing with these big leads recently. When they acquired Quinn, they had a double-digit lead in every game this season. And I think that's really when you're going to see Quinn make his mark. There's going to be a late December game or potentially a playoff game when the Eagles need a critical pass rush late in the game and you have Quinn on the field. But based on what we've seen the past 3 weeks, they need his game and him to go into an extra gear.
To think they gave up a fourth-round pick for him and only had to give up a fifth and a sixth for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, kind of the yin and the yang of the Howie Roseman deals this year, one steal and one what looks like an overpay right now. But, yeah, we've got six games to go. We'll see if Quinn can make a dent. All right, Glenn and I started the show today talking about Aaron Rodgers and where he's at and the past week of him admitting he's playing with a broken thumb. I thought a little convenient that he happened to bring it up, but this week with the Eagles who are going to get after him on the sked, and if they lose, chances are their season is going by the wayside and they're not making the playoffs. What Aaron Rodgers are the Eagles getting today?
Well, if you look at these past few weeks, you're not getting the one we've seen the past 2 years when he was MVP. But I can tell you, in that locker room, and this is not just you know, guys saying nice things. Just in conversations with people, it comes up, it's still Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, they still respect what he can do, what he's done throughout his career, and that's what worries you. You saw in the Dallas game, it wasn't a vintage Aaron Rodgers performance in the sense that they ran the ball real well. He didn't have to throw too much, but he can beat really good teams. He has it in him. And I'm fascinated to see how this game goes because one of the criticisms or the questions, I should say, about this Eagles defense is they haven't really faced those top-level quarterbacks. Well, if you look at the way those top-level quarterbacks played against the Eagles last year, taking what's there, having those methodical drives, Aaron Rodgers is willing to do that, and it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and he is the guy who has done that. Stealing another question from what you guys did in your column, you and Bo Wolf, who is the Eagles' biggest threat in the NFC, and which team should they want to see in the postseason?
Yeah, so I think Dallas is the biggest threat, and it's not going on a limb to say it, but that's a real good team who gave the Eagles all that they can handle at home with when the Eagles were at home and Dallas was playing with their backup quarterback. It could be a different conversation when Dak Prescott's on the field. They're a deep team. They're complete in the sense that they can run the ball, they can pass the ball, they can get after the quarterback. So that would be the team that is the biggest threat. And then I would just watch out for San Francisco, because even if they don't have the same level of quarterback play, that's an experienced team that can beat you so many different ways. And then as far as the second part of that question, if you're an Eagles fan, and I imagine everyone listening is, you want to see Seattle or the Giants in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll get two good looks at the Giants before they get here, so we can put that opinion on pause. It may be strengthened or it could be weakened, depending on what they do against the Giants. But let me double down, Zach. Put them in order. A NFC championship game to be played at Lincoln Financial Field. Eagles finish with the best record in the NFC this year and win their first-round playoff matchup. Who would you rather see come in? The Cowboys or the 49ers here to Philly to earn a trip to the Super Bowl? Who would you fear more out of those two teams?
I would fear Dallas much more.
Really?
Because of the quarterback play, right? Jimmy G, look, he's done it. He's been to the Super Bowl. He was a quarter away from winning it. But what would worry me more in the playoffs is a high-level quarterback. And I think Dak Prescott is that type of player. So the Cowboys would worry me based on the quarterback differential.
Zach, Jody and I talked earlier today about kind of the relationship between Sirianni and Hurts. You see it much closer on a regular basis than we do, and we all kind of know what a coach quarterback combo can mean for each other. We certainly saw it with Reed and McNabb here. You see it around the NFL. You're with these guys all the time. What do Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts mean for each other?
Well, the interesting thing about them is it was an arranged marriage, right? Oftentimes you see these coaches come in and they pick their quarterback. Nick Sirianni didn't come into a situation where he drafted a quarterback or he signed a quarterback. It was Jalen Hurts is the quarterback who's here. And frankly, Jalen plays a different style, is a different quarterback than the best quarterbacks he's had in his system. Whether it was Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck could run the ball well, but it was a different offense. And Nick has really adapted to Jalen, and Jalen's done a really good job taking coaching. And what they have in common is they're both coaches' sons. They've both grown up in a very similar way around the game. And I think that really strengthens the relationship that they have, because they understand each other. They understand what it takes to win games, and they're willing to adjust what they do based on the other person.
It's a good point.
I like the way you state it, and the relationship with those two right now are clicking on all cylinders. Which means, and I don't want to jettison ahead. We got an important game against the Packers tonight and this whole rest of the season, a potential Super Bowl. How's the negotiation going to go with Jalen Hurts when the season's over and done with? At some point, and how he has stayed busy in other ways, he hasn't been able to work out an extension for any other players this year. And the Eagles, like two-thirds of their defense is coming up on free agency here. Blink before you know it, the offseason arrives. So Howie's going to have to be pretty busy, and they're going to want to at least talk to Jalen Hurts and get the conversation going in the direction of a long-term extension. How's that going to play?
Well, the interesting part there is it could be based on how other quarterbacks are paid. And obviously Lamar Jackson's the big one to watch this offseason, right? So in the Carson Wentz situation, the Eagles were quick acting on it because they wanted to get ahead of the market. They knew some of the other quarterbacks who were due for extensions, and they signed him to a good contract based on what the other deals were thereafter. But obviously, it didn't work out with Carson Wentz. And so the question often comes down to whether the quarterback wants to sign early or the quarterback wants to wait. I don't think if this continues on the trajectory it's going, I don't think the Eagles will have much hesitation offering Jalen Hurts that kind of contract. The question is whether you wait for someone else to set the market or if you're going to be the one who sets the market. But as the fact that we're having this conversation says something about where Jalen is this offseason, or I'm sorry, where Jalen is this season, because going into the season, I was skeptical whether he would get to this point where you say you need to sign him.
Yeah, now we are at that point, no doubt about it. All right, last question for me. Zach Berman of The Athletic, kickoff 8:20, Eagles against a Aaron Rodgers with a broken thumb, which seems to be a big deal. How's this one going to play out?
I think it's going to be tougher than it might seem, and I think the Packers can run the ball. Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers. I was surprised it was a 6.5-point line. I think it's going to be close, but I think the Eagles are going to win. I think the big difference is the lines of scrimmage. The Eagles are better on both lines. I think that the lack of depth that the Packers have on the defensive line is going to hurt them. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Eagles run tempo, try to tire the Packers out. And then on the offensive, you know, and then on the defensive side of the ball for the Eagles, I think they can get after Rodgers. I think they can penetrate this offensive line. So I think the difference is going to be the lines of scrimmage, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I predicted 24-21 Eagles, and I'll stick to that.
Right. Very good. So let me add one more. I asked this of a caller earlier. I'll ask it of you. Who has more yards rushing the ball tonight, Miles Sanders or Aaron Jones?
I would go Miles Sanders.
Yes.
And, you know, Aaron Jones can have those big chunk plays, but I would feel safer going with Sanders.
All right, you and I both. I'm sure. I guarantee somewhere you can make that bet. Zach, I will see you in the press box tonight, and as we said, I will see you Wednesday, December 7th, starting at 6:30. We got kind of the kickoff, we hope, to holiday sports books and merchandise for your sports fans. We're going to have a big event at Puddler's Kitchen and Tap at Conshock and Brewing in Bridgeport. Start your holiday shopping. Zach will be there with his book, Ray Didinger, Mike Sielski. I'm going to have my book. There's going to be swag from Scheib Sports, Carl's Cards and Collectibles, and Hog Island Press, which is Charlie Manuel's company. The author, by the way, all the authors are going to be there. It's not just like Zach's going to drop off his books and go home, right? We're going to sign all these things while we drink beer.
I can't wait. The best part about this is Glenn and Ray draw such a following that there's such a line there. Someone's standing in front of me waiting, and you know they'll buy my book out of sympathy sometimes.
Right? Yeah. I
can't wait to come. I'm excited to see you guys and excited to meet all the fans.
We do agree that Ray always brings in the crowd. We know that, and we are all going on his coattails, and I think we're all fine with that. I won't disagree with that. Plus, you drink beer, so I'll buy the
beer
for you that night. 3 DeKalb Street in Bridgeport, on the banks of the Schuylkill, right across the bridge from Norristown. I will see you then. Well, I'll see you tonight, so thank you so much.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, there you go. Good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.